It's just about still Saturday the 9th of January 2010 or 2010, and I'm down in the studio just before I go to bed. It's been a kind of a strange evening because I've had Weird Al Yankovic's eBay song rattling around my head. eBay is not a place I go very often, but what was I doing? Oh, that's right. I was rummaging through the loft earlier, trying to find the case of a Game Boy game that I put up for Eleanor because it was a little bit too advanced for her. So we wanted to take it back and part exchange it for another game, which seems to be much more her style. And while I was up there, I found the case for my Mercalli iVoice 3 microphone, which you plug into the bottom of an iPod, and it gives it recording functionality. And I bought this for my iPod Touch first gen. But unfortunately, it stopped working when Apple upgraded their software. It just said what had happened is it would record for 20 seconds and then go, this device is not supported by the iPod. Okay, well, it was working. And then you leave it plugged in and it would go, nope, can't find a microphone. And so I've decided, because I don't want to just throw it away, and it's kind of a little bit niche to be free cycled, so I'm going to try selling it on eBay. And, God, blimey, it's difficult to do. There's so many little tricks you've got to know. I mean, I'm a complete novice as it is. And so, for example, if you put the starting price at 99p, you don't have to pay anything to list the item. Didn't know that. And even to the point where you can sort of decorate it yourself, you have to sort of format the HTML, because otherwise it just ends up as a stream of rather messy text. There's no kind of rich text editor on there, which is quite odd. And you've got to go to the advanced options to be able to do that little counter you get at the bottom. So, yeah, I'm pretty much there now. And I thought on the one I was sort of on a roll, I've advertised something else of mine, an old piece of multi-core cable that was in the old studio setup, and it's just been sitting in a cardboard box, thinking, waiting to be sold. So I've grabbed the moment. And eventually, I'm going to sort of tidy up a little bit more, and my pack rat mentality that I'm trying to work my way out of will dissipate. Well, some hopes anyway. Earlier today, we walked into town, which is about a mile and a half, so good for the children, especially in the snow. We walked there and back, did a little bit of shopping, and we had generally quite a good time as well. So that was good, and the day's been a fairly relaxed one, just sort of pottering around, doing this and that. Beth's been baking, children have been playing out the front on the green, and I'm not really sure what I've been doing. I've been working my way through the little lists I've been doing. So apart from learning about eBay, which is kind of like the biggest thing, I have learned something else, but I can't remember what it was. I also learned about a little bit of time-lapse photography software, which is quite useful. There's a webcam of the Bexhill seafront that my sister posted onto a Facebook page, and it's got snow on it for the first time in certainly in my memory. We lived down there since 1983, so that's, you know, coming up on 20 years. Yeah, 20 years. No, more than 20 years, 25 years. Good Lord. Very rarely get snow on the beach, certainly for a sustained period. So what I've done is I've set up this little thing to download the webcam image every minute so that after, say, a week, and certainly by the time the snow's gone, I can play it back as a time-lapse thing and upload it to YouTube. And I saw a video that this guy had made of the Panama Canal, and that's just mind-blowing, seeing these huge tankers going, taking what must be best part of an hour to get from one side to the other. But because it sped up so fast, it just rattled through these massive things. I've learned something else, but I can't quite remember what it was, so I shall have to leave it till tomorrow. I better get to bed anyway, because it's nearly midnight, and I want to see if I can get up early enough to take photos of the sunrise, because the sunrise over, I mean, this weather is perfect for photographs anyway. When we were up at the top of the hill, just coming back home from the town centre, the view of Luton was just quite amazing. It's difficult to make a town look bad in the snow. But some of the shots of Bexhill that I saw, I was linked to lots of other YouTube videos when I was uploading the small amount of the time lapse I'd already recorded, because it turns out my sister was in a bit of it, drawing on the snow. Even Bexhill was looking amazing in the snow as well. So anyway, I shall close now, because I've probably gone on far too long. I'm using the studio microphone because of the... Oh, that's the other thing I've learned. Audioboo can upload from a browser. Hooray! So I don't need to be talking into a small microphone. Of course, it means I'm more portable and stuff, but I can use a decent microphone. Hooray! Right, going to bed, definitely. And I shall have to edit this down, because it's probably over 5 minutes. Cheerio!